Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Charlie McAvoy wins it!
Yeah, you're going to love it. Jack and Brick do the call for Nesson. And it was a wild ride against Jumbo Joe Thornton and the Sharks. The Bees blew a 3-0 lead, and Jumbo had the hat trick, but the Bees pulled it out, as you heard, no tea. And that's 6 wins in a row for the good guys. They're in second place behind Tampa Bay, who's on fire. There's so many points up, I doubt that they'll catch them. But our Bruins are with the haves and not the have-nots.
By the way, I'm not going to be able to tell you which particular day it was. But that save that Tuca made the other night, when was that? Was that Saturday?
Yeah,
it was. What an extraordinary save. That was an all-world save.
He was amazing. He was amazing in overtime.
Talking about like the double pad, ankle kick on the – I mean, that was extraordinary.
Yeah, the Jerry Cheevers double
amazing,
stack.
Amazing save.
Yeah, well, he's been playing out of his mind, and that's why the Bees – are as good as they are right now. The Red Sox are down south for real beginning today, main camp. Kimbrell will not be back. That was confirmed yesterday by ownership on Nesson. Xander and Sale will get the thumbs up, and you can look for long-term deals for those guys. So that's good news. Skipper Alex Cora says his guys got their heads on straight and they're ready to roll. Top, and not for nothing, which is a good thing. They are the reigning world champions. Top Major League Baseball free agents, Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, remain open on the market. Both are looking for $300 million plus in a long-term deal between 8 and 10 years. I guess the Phillies, Giants, and Padres have thrown their hats in the ring for those guys. The Celtics open up the second half in Milwaukee Thursday. Season 1-12-15 and are on a roll. They're fourth in the East. Amazingly, they've played out of their minds and they're still fourth in the East. Sees Jaylen Brown is officially the NBA PA vice president. He's only 22 years old, so it's got to show you what kind of a leader that kid is. And I'm glad he's wearing the green and white. Our favorite Patriot hottie, Bubs Edelman, went racing at Daytona this weekend.
Julian Edelman here at the Daytona 500. I'm so excited. I'm about to drop this green flag, and we're going to see who the winner's going to be. Let's go!
There it is. You got to love it. The greatest race in America, and the race season's on. Great job, Bubs. I'm LB. It's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, LB. It is 7:03. And it's going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 31 for a high. It's chilly this morning. Right now, it is 17 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Still to come on the show in about 15 minutes or so, we will discuss one of the beauty techniques that you ladies are using that is now being called racist, so that you can be prepared and be ready to face the anger of the social justice warriors. So we'll get to that coming up. We're also going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8 on today's show. Right now, though, it's time for this.
And now,
you're the manliest man in the history of manly men.
The Hillman Morning Show presents,
you're a god.
Today's inductee into the Mantown Hall of Fame.
Is he the guy? Are you the man?
All right, Danielle, who are we inducting into the Mantown Hall of Fame this morning?
Ryan Belcher. He is a professional power lifter.
Same.
Well, obviously.
Yep.
So he last Thursday, he witnessed a really nasty crash where this guy got pinned underneath his SUV.
Yeah. Where was this?
In Michigan.
Okay.
Let me find out where. So four guys ran over and tried to pick up the SUV. They were unsuccessful. And then Ryan, who's 29, looked over and he's like, I got this.
You're kidding me.
Not even kidding
bit. What kind of an SUV was it?
It
Do you
was.
Know?
Hold, let me see if I can. It was. They said it was a 2-ton SUV.
Okay.
They didn't give him a model. It looks like maybe a Jeep Cherokee.
Okay.
So he ran over to help, successfully lifted the Jeep off the guy so they could get him out. Unbelievable.
By himself.
By himself.
Solo.
Solo.
Lifted the thing up, and they were able to rescue the dude.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
Here's Ryan.
At first, when I first approached the vehicle, there was a good four men there, and they were all trying to move this vehicle. And I seen it wasn't happening, and I figured, what a better time, you know, to use what I know I can actually do. I just jumped right in. I seen a window that was broken out in the back of the vehicle, and I knew if I could swing the vehicle in a certain direction, I can free him from that pole. So I just stuck my arms in, and I just grabbed it, lifted up, and started pushing. And all I heard was, that's enough, we can get him. And I don't know how far, maybe 3 feet. Where it came from, I couldn't tell you, but I knew one thing is that I didn't want this man to be stuck, and I wanted to get him out of there. I had to do it.
That's what happens when you're swole.
Jeez.
All right.
Ryan is 350 pounds. He can squat 950 pounds and deadlift 800 pounds.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Wow.
165 kg bench press.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's peanuts,
yes.
Dude.
Jeez. I wonder if he said, hold my beer.
Right.
And then he went over.
No,
and
hold my protein shake.
Yeah.
Hold my way.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. So.
Are they giving him any kind of a hero award or any kind of a community, volunteer of the year award or anything like that? I mean,
this guy
probably spends every second of every day in the gym. So
they're
going to have to do the ceremony there because he probably doesn't want to leave the gym. But
he met with the man and his family on Sunday. They praised him for his heroic actions. No word on whether we're getting a statue.
Wow. Mm. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I have an obscure reference in the Incredible Hulk television show, Greg. I don't know if you ever watched that when you were a kid.
I did.
David Banner could not lift the car off of his wife, and she died, and that's what prompted him to experiment with gamma ray radiation, which turned him into the Incredible Hulk.
Is that? I don't remember that. That's what
in
happened?
The TV show. Yeah.
So he was forever bothered that he couldn't save the wife,
right?
And that turned him into the Incredible Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got angry,
yes,
it wasn't the same in the comic book. Was it?
No, it was like a nuclear bomb experiment, and he got exposed by the radiation.
Why did they change it for television? Make it more appealing to women, or they had to have a romance part of it?
Maybe Bill Bixby wanted that to happen.
Well, the movie
was the nuclear experiment,
right?
Accident, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, the comic book came first there.
No, I got
before the movie.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Are we having a nerd off between LB and Greg?
I don't know. I don't know what we. I mean, we just said there was a comic book. I don't know
The movie, the Hulk, the movie, they used the nuclear experiment that made him into the Hulk.
Yes, much like the comic book. Yes.
Why did they change it from Bruce to David, the name?
I don't know.
Because he was Bruce Banner in the comic. But he was David Banner in the TV show.
Hmm.
Really?
I'll have to do a little Google machine work on this.
What was he in the movie?
I think David.
Wow.
I'll have to double check that one. But I know at least between the comic book and the TV show, they changed the name.
No, I mean, I don't know. Are you sure about that, though?
Yeah.
Because now everybody's correcting Shu and saying that they can't believe that the chief nerd officer is calling him David Banner. But Shu was saying in the television show, it was David Banner?
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure
Bruce
it was
his middle name in the TV show, it looks like.
Maybe he changed it to keep that reporter off his back.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah, who knows?
It was a hardo early 70s reasoning that you could not apply in 2019. Reportedly, I don't know if this is factual, but reportedly many TV executives felt the name Bruce was too effeminate.
Oh, you're kidding.
Because there were several other characters on TV named Bruce at the time, and they didn't want the correlation there, so they wanted someone tougher.
Huh. Well, I'm guessing that's why they chose the name Mr. Feely for the Grey's Company character also. Right?
Huh. What?
All right.
That's ridiculous. It's so many women named Bruce, too, right?
All right, so
it was Mr. Furley. I think.
What is it?
Mr. Furley and Mr. Roper.
Yes, yes. No, Mr. Feely was on the Mr. Rogers show.
He was McFeely.
Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely. Yes. Right. Was on, yeah.
Wow, I never realized how creepy that name is.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Shu is 100% right. He was David Banner on the television show, according to the 617 texter.
That's weird.
And every other time, he was known as Bruce.
That's so weird that they thought it was too feminine.
Well,
Bruce?
It was the 70s. I mean, you know, men were men back then. They could judge somebody based on a name.
Well, I blame it on Bruce Springsteen.
How dare you? All right, it is 7:09, and this is the Hillman Morning Show here at WAAF.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, doing their best to start as many rumors as possible about non-existent intra-office relationships.
It was a good time. Yeah, it was. Super good time.
This is the Tuesday Hillman Morning Show.
And this is Karen on the Framingham Ford studio line. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Hey, I like that last ad. It's like consumption junction, erectile dysfunction. Right. I know if you don't feel good right now, you have the sniffles, you're going to get everybody in the office sick. What's going on, though? Like, you need to take a day off.
We discussed this at the start of the show, and I never know what the right thing to do is. So I could have stayed. I told you on Friday show at the casino, I woke up Thursday night, throat killing me. I could barely talk Friday. It got worse over the weekend. I know it's a flu thing that's going around, and I don't know. I could have stayed home, or I could have come in and infected anybody. I don't know what the right call is. As I said earlier, if somebody wants to send me home, I'll probably stop for breakfast on the way home if given the opportunity. I'll be a little.
I'm giving you the heads up, kid. I get out of here if I was you.
If you were me,
go
you
home
would just
and go to bed, kid.
Go home and go right
actually,
to bed.
You know what? Knowing you,
yes.
Go home, grab the heated blanket,
yes.
With a pillow, hit yes. The couch and binge watch
Netflix and sick.
Yeah,
Netflix and sick.
Yep.
I'm running out of things to watch. That's my problem. I'm the only person who's, I've almost watched through Netflix. I wonder if anybody has ever, I'm going to set a new goal for myself. I'm going to watch through Netflix. I'm going to be the only person who's watched every single thing that's on Netflix. How long do you think that would take?
I don't know, but you're well on your way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the best part is the company gauges that stuff. Can you imagine if they gave you an award?
Oh, yeah.
That you
most watch. Hours.
Yeah. We want to welcome Greg Hill.
At the Netflixies or whatever the award
Netflix.
Show is. Yeah.
I wish there were a way, like, I don't know if iTunes still does this, but years ago it used to keep track of how many times you would play a particular track. I wish that there were metrics like that within Netflix so I could see how many times I've watched each episode of The Office.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, you're one of those people. How many times have you watched The Office all the way through? Would you guess?
Probably 15, maybe 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Because I put it on as background noise,
yeah.
And I just, you know, kind of watch it while I'm doing stuff or if I'm on the computer. Or
some people are
whatever.
Like that with Friends,
yeah.
Too.
Like, I used to be like that with Seinfeld. Now it's Office or S. Creek. Or I've been watching Russian Doll on repeat, too.
Let's see. Here's somebody asking if I watched the Lorena Bobbitt documentary. It's on the list. I haven't watched it. I mentioned the one that I watched over the weekend about the identical triplets Well, I mean, you can say identical triplets. Yeah. I was, because there are unidentical or not identical triplets. But what was that called? Now I forgot what that's called.
Was it Three Strangers?
Yeah. I'm going to have to look
three
up
identical
what it was
strangers?
Called. Yes, Three Identical Strangers is what that is called. All right. Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. It is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to be 31 for a high today. It is 17 right now here in scenic, secure Brighton, Massachusetts. And membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that lives or works in Norfolk or Suffolk counties, and also Middlesex County. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. So, maybe some of you ladies are up right now this morning throwing a charcoal mask on for the skin before you head off to work. I just want to let you know that over the weekend, a controversy erupted over the charcoal mask because some are likening it to blackface.
Just stop.
But it's health, right?
Yeah, it's health. It uses charcoal, which is black, to draw the impurities out from your skin. I'd say probably over the last 2 or 3 years, charcoal masks, especially the peel-off kind, have become a really popular thing in the beauty industry.
Yeah.
Now, that said, I don't think that they're inherently racist. I wouldn't post a selfie and be like, Black Lives Matter underneath, like college students have done in the past.
But in general, I get not hashtagging it. Yeah. But what's wrong with posting a selfie of you if you're a woman and you're doing a charcoal mask? Why should you be paranoid about posting? You're not intending to be a racist.
Why do you post it though?
People post everything. Are you familiar?
Because
with
making my skin glow. Yeah. You know,
you can get 20% off with my code Danielle20.
Yeah, when you post the picture of you looking bad, and then post the picture of you looking good, and under it say #charcoal mask.
No, sometimes people just post stuff to post it without.
I know,
the before
but that's stupid. You know, it's not going to fly.
LB,
what? No,
women.
No. What are you talking? What is your point? What are you talking about?
My point is, why would you post it? You know, you're going to get lit up.
Why? Why would you get lit up?
Because you're wearing what people are going to construe as black.
Everybody, honestly, you're part of the problem.
I'm not like, part
if you
of
think,
the problem.
Yes, you are.
We live in the world of judgy Judgertons.
Correct.
And so why would you do it? It's like the speed limit is 60. Why do you do 85 and then get pissed at the cop when he pulls you over?
Oh, I have somewhere to be.
LB.
Oh, my God. You're such a chick.
LB, makeup and skincare.
LB, I'm not the one who's afraid to post the charcoal mask on social media because somebody might claim it's racist. That's you.
You mean it's automatic that someone is going to lose their minds? That's the world we live in.
As the texter says, LB, it's America. Post what you want. Stop being such a whiny little bee.
I'm not a whiny little bee. Go ahead. Put the charcoal mask on. If you think it doesn't matter, put it on, post the picture, and then get lit up by like a million people that are, you know, numb. We live in the world where everybody judges everything. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that you think that it doesn't matter.
Well, people posting their makeup and their skincare stuff online, whether it's Instagram or YouTube, is huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There's actually people making millions of dollars doing it, and they have been for years.
Albie obviously doesn't know anything about like Jaclyn Hill or Candy Johnson or like any of my influencer
obviously
girls. What
not.
Up, OGs? Can't believe Jaclyn and John got divorced. That new guy's a loser. Just kidding.
So I'll put some black moisturizer on my face, take a selfie, put it on the internet. You don't think I'm going to get lit up?
Well, it all depends how you present it. Like Greg said, what's your intent? And that's what I always ask about things that are accused of being racist. You know, what's your intent there?
Well, yeah, no, even that's if the intent because you're level-headed. The world we live in, people are just judgy Judgertons, and they're going to light you up.
even if the intent like is or isn't there, people will still, I've seen people that I know post selfies and be like, hey, just, you know, in my skin routine, like whatever,
and
totally like that direction, and people still be like, you know, this is blackface and it's really inappropriate, right? Like, I've seen that comment happen several times.
But the whole face, I only know this because I have a 14-year-old daughter who does this all the time. Yes. And she does a charcoal mask and she does the mango, whatever, you know, rosemary mask and whatever mask they have. And it's like a huge online thing.
Yeah.
And it's all over, all platforms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People posting their makeup tips, their skincare tips, everything.
This
and the
charcoal
mask and the mud mask.
Of course.
Remember the mud bath and all that stuff? It's been around since the beginning of time, LB.
Sure. But don't LB me. I'm just telling you that. I'm just telling
you
that we live in a time that everybody is judgy judgerton.
Yes, you've said that three times now, and
we're saying
we don't accept it. That's what we're talking about, we don't accept it. We don't accept everybody as judgy judgerton. Yes, what?
This is going to be a rare moment, so let's mark down the time. I just want to back up LB for 1 second.
Yes.
I would not post a selfie in a charcoal mask just because I know.
Because you're paranoid.
It's somebody's going to comment on it or take it the wrong way or screenshot it and then be like, Danielle from WAF is a racist. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to have clean pores.
Well, then the social justice terrorists have won.
They have.
They have won.
Sad.
If you're afraid to post a photo of you in a charcoal mask, which is a long existing beauty treatment, then it's a $1 billion industry, as
it
one would say.
Is.
Then the social justice terrorists have won.
Maybe that's what the governor of Virginia was doing back in the
80s. Maybe it was
like a skin treatment.
Maybe
or
he was.
I just think it's so ridiculous because it's just so many people do it and they've been doing it for so long.
Yes. Yes, they have.
And somebody's reaching. Somebody somewhere is just reaching.
They had nothing to pick on this week. So they were like, let's go. It's like when they try to do a reboot of an old show or a final season of a show that ended 15, 20 years ago. They're like, we've officially run out of ideas. Why don't we revisit the charcoal mask controversy again? Let's make something out of that. Write an op-ed piece.
So why would you do it?
What?
Well, put yourself out there for that.
Because a lot of people don't care because that's not what they're putting themselves out for.
I know, but the problem is that you put yourself out there for that. And
the judgy judgertons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and the social justice warriors.
Yes.
Rip you up.
Well, I mean, should people not post the photo of themselves with a tan?
That's cultural appropriation.
Would that be how you would feel?
Well, then somebody better speak to our president.
yes or no on the tan?
What?
Should people post? Is it okay to post a picture of yourself with a tan?
What's the difference? A tan isn't blackface.
Well, that's probably the next thing that they're going to say. They're probably going to start complaining about that.
Well, when it happens, then, you know, that.
So you think a charcoal mask is blackface?
I don't think that.
Right.
In the world we live in.
If there's like five people who get triggered, then you think the majority ought to just.
Just five people? Was it five? What's the number?
I don't know how many people are triggered.
So
do you know how many?
What if it was a million?
Well, there's no way to know.
What if it was a million?
If a million people? Yes, if there were a million people.
You know what, bud? Do me a favor.
I'm not doing you any favors.
Put the charcoal mask on and walk down Boylston Street.
We'll see that.
And we'll see how it goes.
That's not what people would be doing.
That's not the intent. The intent of people posting it. Right. The intent of people posting it is to like share tips or show that they're doing it.
Can we just all agree on the fact that everybody is triggered about everything these days, so you really have to be careful because you could lose your job, you could, get beat up. People lose their minds over the littlest things now because they're triggered. So yes, if I put a charcoal mask on and walk down Boylston Street, people would lose their ass.
Right, because no normal person that's just trying to do a face mask would put on a charcoal mask or any other kind of mask and walk down Boylston Street.
I put a charcoal mask on to clean my skin on my way to get a haircut, and then my stylist washes it off and then cuts my hair. I'm going to get punched out before I even get to the hairstylist.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, God forbid I got a, you know, a clean thought and I get it. You just can't do it anymore.
I don't think that should stop people from doing this.
No.
This is just ridiculous.
Well, well, go ahead.
You know, you're saying give in to the minority, and people have been doing this forever. You can see it on YouTube. You can see it on all social platforms all the time. Well, and without the intent, the sole intent is to show skincare tips.
He can't use his social platforms. That's why he doesn't know.
Oh, okay.
You're incredible.
Maybe that's it. I've seen it so
many
times.
You come in every week and say that you can't use your phone. Don't put this on me. You've self-admitted it. I can't get into my Twitter, babe. Come on. You own this one.
I don't want to be on Twitter. I don't need to get hugs from strangers to make myself feel good.
No, you have alcohol for that.
Oh, yeah. There we go. You have food.
That's too easy. And?
Yes.
All right. Well, anyway, the discussion was about the people who were triggered over the charcoal mask beauty treatment, which has been going on for a long time.
This is like the day after the Super Bowl when I tried to have that interesting discussion with the listeners about the FBI database and the DNA profiles. This is exactly how that went.
Is that how it was? I wasn't here for that. Hello, Mike.
Morning, Hillman.
What's up, Michael?
Not much. Hey, LB, you're starting to remind me of Scott from Wayland.
Weymouth. Yeah. He's from Weymouth.
Get it straight if you're going to bust my nuts, dude.
LB, put some effort in.
Put some effort in.
Walking down the street. Effort. Hey, how about you do some pre-sports look over.
Where are you at? Hey, do me a favor. Where are you at right now?
Where am I at? I'm at work.
What do you do?
I drive a truck.
So you're in your truck on the phone. Are you parked?
I'm on an earbud.
Are you parked?
I'm on an earbud.
Well, you're not paying attention to driving. I'm sure your boss is fired up.
Oh, no, I'm paying attention.
What are you unloading? What are you unloading today? What do you got going? What's in the back of the truck?
I don't unload anything, LB.
Well, you're driving a truck. What, are you just driving a truck?
Yup.
To where?
Driving a truck that's got stuff in it. From point A to point B.
Stuff. All right. Well, you're on.
I don't know what's in it. It's sealed.
You're on fire.
Thanks, LB. So are you.
Yeah. No, thanks. Thanks for calling.
LB, 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway kid.
No. I could give two hoots about a guy that's calling in to bust my nuts and he's driving a truck with nothing in it. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Stuff.
What else is happening news-wise this morning, Danielle?
Chicago police now thinking that actor Jussie Smollett didn't get enough attention regarding a threatening letter he had received, and that's why he may have faked the attack where a couple guys beat him up.
Huh.
Now, a lot of questions have been surrounding this since the beginning, but details emerging now that he paid two brothers to stage an attack on him last month. Multiple news outlets reporting that he staged the attack. I guess he had gotten a letter containing white powder that was sent to CineSpace Studios addressed to him in Chicago, and it didn't get a very big reaction when the letter arrived, so many are surmising that he had faked the attack for this reason to get more attention. Now, Chicago police detectives still want to speak with Smollett, and the Reverend Al Sharpton had some comments about this situation.
We should come with all that we can come with in law enforcement to find out what happened, and the guilty should suffer the maximum. I still maintain that. And if it is found that Smollett and these gentlemen did in some way perpetrate something that is not true, they ought to face accountability to the maximum.
Well, I would think that they would. I mean, you can't stage an attack like that and use the time of the police and order to
the resources
if they are able
everything.
To prove it. But the question would be whether or not they will pursue that or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally suspected that it wasn't real when that guy, Al Sharpton, didn't go right there immediately to take advantage of the situation. Mm-hmm. That's what made me suspect that it wasn't real.
Right. And if anybody knows about faking something like that, it would be Al Sharpton.
It would be Al Sharpton. Yes, yes, you're right about that.
The Tawana Brawley case.
You're right about that. All right, what else is in the news today, Danielle?
Are you up to speed on the story with the ISIS brides? wanting to go home.
Well, this is a very interesting topic. I'd like to discuss, see what everybody thinks about it.
So there are two brides that are pleading to go home. One
great
is American.
Movie, Bride of Isis. I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Yeah, great movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one of them is from Alabama, Hoda Muthana. She's 24. She left Alabama 4 years ago for Islamic State-held territory in Syria.
She wanted to become a part of ISIS and marry an ISIS guy.
Right. Now, she was living in a refugee camp with her 18-month-old son. There's also another woman living there, Shamima Begum, who's 19. She went to Syria when she was 15. She's from London. Now, she's had two children while in that camp. Both died while in infancy, either from malnutrition or illness. And she actually just gave birth over the weekend to her third child. They do say that the baby is healthy, but both of these women would like to return home now. One wants to come back here. One wants to go back to Britain because they said, basically, we were idiots. We were brainwashed. We don't want to be here. One of the women has been married three times now because her two former husbands both died during fighting for ISIS during attacks.
Well, yeah, they want to come back now because ISIS has basically been defeated.
Right.
And so now they want to come back to America. This one wants to come back to America. One wants to come back to England.
Right.
What's your opinion on this? Should the U.S. let this woman back?
I don't know.
She just made a mistake. She fell in love. You know, you can't pick who your soulmate is.
Yeah, but when he's a terrorist in Syria.
She happened to fall in love with an ISIS guy, and she became bride of ISIS.
I mean he's really angry, but, you know, he just pushes all the right buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
He had the nicest eyes.
Would this be considered collaborating? Because isn't there a law if you go over and collaborate?
Yeah. Well, you're like literally in bed. You're sleeping with the enemy.
Right.
Is the phrase. But I mean, I don't know that it makes sense to allow people to come back.
It seems that they wanted to go over there,
right?
And they wanted to participate. And now that the party's gone bad,
right?
Oh, they want to come home.
Yeah.
Right.
And I don't think there should be some kind of consequences for that. I think.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the people who, as soon as Bestie retires, they're not going to be Patriots fans
right,
anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I don't.
The woman that's from Britain absolutely does not want her back, like, at all.
Of course they don't. Of course they don't.
Even a little bit.
And I mean, we will have all kinds of pressure to allow her to come back here in America, but I don't think it makes sense. It's kind of like if you're an American citizen and you go over and basically join the fight against America when it comes to ISIS, then you shouldn't be allowed to say, whoops, I made a mistake, and come back here. Derek, the Steelers fan, is on the phone. Hey, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
Hill Doggy, you sound like I did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you had this thing, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought it would be over by the end of the weekend, but I'm still fighting.
Well, hang tough, kid. At least you showed up for work. I'll give you that.
Well, that's my thing, you know?
You know, let's bring this traitor back so that we can then put her on the public dole and pay her way. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
See, the traitor. She betrayed the country. She fornicated with the enemy.
Yes.
She let her rot, because either one of two things. She comes back, like I said, she's going to be lined up at the, you know, welfare office quicker than anything, number one. Or number two, she should do prison time, and we're paying for her anyway. It's a joke.
Yeah. I mean, it's why people are determined to be traitors, right? I mean, it's you're a traitor, right?
We're in a war on terror, and the number one face of that war right now, or was, thanks to the federal government, is ISIS.
Yeah.
And now that we knocked them out, this broad wants to come back because there's no money, and her two terrorist husbands, got beheaded or blown up.
Yeah.
Like, give me a break. This is, as LB would say, this is the world we live in now.
Right.
Where all, the feminists, 23-year-old girls on, college campuses across the country are going to, want to impeach Trump because if he doesn't get this woman back.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
She's a traitor, she's a criminal, and she should rot wherever she is.
All right.
Agreed.
Maybe they could maybe they could do some kind of a. She used to be bride of ISIS. Maybe they could do like ISIS Bachelorette, and do like a show over there so that she can meet a new guy.
Oh,
you think that? You think maybe they could do that? Maybe Colton will pick her.
Are you keeping up?
No, I don't know. I only watch to see the crazy women. That's the only reason why I watch The Bachelorette, or The Bachelor, whatever it's called. All right, Danielle, thank you. It is 7:43.
Hey, Boston, what's going on? It's Dan Soder. It's weird to me that in this country, some people treat their cell phones better than their grandparents. You're listening to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
You can win the chance to escort Disturbed to the stage and watch the show from a suite with Mistress Carrie. All you have to do is listen, and you'll get hooked up with tickets to go see Disturbed at the DCU Center coming up on February 27th. And you'll get to meet the band, and one grand prize winner is going to escort the band to the stage. This is Bill on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
How's everybody doing? I just want to thank you again for a great evening at the MGM Casino on Valentine's Day after losing my wife. You guys made it a little more bearable for me.
Oh, you know what? It was a great time, and I want to thank the MGM Casino people for treating all of the listeners like royalty and
absolutely.
It was a lot of fun. Do you think it's a great casino, Bill?
I do. You know, the food was excellent. The restaurants were awesome. Your crew and staff, and you guys, LB, Mike, Danielle, you guys are the best.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, Bill. Buddy.
It was a great hang.
It was nice to meet you, Bill, mm-hmm. and we're glad you came. All right, man?
Good time. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
All right. It is 7:53 and time for this.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
Well, time now for Nancy Know-It-All. We work with Know-It-All here in the studio every day, and from time to time, she is willing to help those of you who are facing life's little dilemmas, or maybe even life's big dilemmas. And this is an interesting email that I got, only because I think that some others may be able to weigh in with an opinion on this based on their own personal life experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to read this verbatim. I listen to the show all the time, and I really value Danielle's opinion on things in life. I am a 31-year-old woman who just got out of a relationship which was good, but the sex was horrible.
Oh, yeah, no.
I was wondering, as I hop back into the dating pool, if Nancy Know-It-All could tell me whether the sex is better with men in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s?
Great question.
Great question, right?
I've been with a man in every age group. At times, I would have been in the same age group.
Not just this past weekend, you mean?
No, I didn't have any sex this weekend, except with myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can really give a blanket statement about that because there are a lot of factors that come into it. You know, the age-old conundrum is always that, you know, you want someone with experience, but you don't want someone with experience, right? You want someone that knows what they're doing, that can make you feel good, but you also don't want to think about all the people they did that particular thing with before you.
Right.
His chances are they did that with somebody before they did it with you.
Chances are pretty good that they did, yeah.
Exactly. Especially if they're really good at it and they're like, that's my first time. No, it's not. Sheila.
So, 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s. And feel free to weigh in on the text line as well, which is 97107, if you're listening and you have an opinion.
Stamina, you're going to go with the younger end of the spectrum. If you're looking for stamina and long sessions, you're going to go younger. 20s,
okay.
Even 30s, right. 30s. Once guys start hitting their mid-30s, they stop caring as much.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I'm into it, but I just want to get this over with. Now, all the butthurt guys that are pulling their phones out to text, relax. It's not every single one of you, but for the majority, as I've seen and from what I've heard from my girlfriends that date men, that's kind of where 35, 36 is where it starts to go down the tubes. And then once you get into the 40s, early 50s, there's a divide. You've got the guy that just doesn't care, that is just happy he's having some sex, that's doing whatever, but can't really be bothered to, you know, worry about your situation. And then you get the guys that have done it all, been there, done the whole thing, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to give you the complete experience, mm-hmm. and you're going to love it.
So it sounds to me like you're picking every single one of these options.
Go and have fun. You just got out of a long relationship. Be careful. Wrap it up. Be safe. Protect yourself from diseases. But other than that, go have sex with a few guys. Do some stuff. Enjoy it. See what's out there. Especially if, I mean, I don't, obviously, you know, this person, 31, and you just got out of a long-term relationship. Did it say how long? How many years? No,
it didn't say that.
So it could be.
It didn't say long-term. It just said just get out of a relationship.
Okay, sorry.
But,
well, if you haven't experienced a lot, there's a lot out there. It's like when you come from a small town and there's only one diner, you think that that's like, you know, the Thursday special is that's where it's at. And that's the best prime rib you're ever going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to a steakhouse and you're like, wow, I did not know this existed. Sex is the same way.
Here's a text from a woman who says, absolutely the guy in his 40s. But I don't know that.
Well, more experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Kind of know their way around.
Yeah.
Ah, sex with a beer gut. It's hot. Hot.
There's that.
Let's see.
Wouldn't you say, though, it's about the right partner? Like, this guy may be good at sex, just not with her.
Right, because you know, everybody likes
something different. It's kind of like drugs or whatever.
Right.
They react to people differently.
Right.
So she just hasn't found that puzzle piece yet.
Correct.
Well, it's about paying attention. A lot of girls don't like to kiss and have your tongue jammed down their throat. There's a lot of girls that aren't into foreplay. There are a lot of girls that don't like the down there stuff. Yeah.
The only reason a woman is not into foreplay is because we get sick of asking for more time. Can you just get, no?
Okay,
hang on.
Fine.
Can we just stay in the lobby for like 3 more minutes before we go to the penthouse? That'd be great. Thanks. You just hang out there. But Shu makes a very good point about compatibility. Is that, you know, I could kiss someone and be like, that guy is the worst kisser on the planet.
Right.
And then another woman could kiss that guy and be like, this guy kisses just like I do. Yeah. He's perfect.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of in what your experience is and what you like. That's why you got to kind of test drive a few models. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, so Nancy Know-It-All cannot tell you which, if she had to choose, she cannot tell you which that she would choose.
I'd say, in my experience, the men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.